All right, and welcome. Well, the USAC guys are going right now, but welcome to another edition of Inside the Helmet here at OpenPaddock.net. I'm with Bruno Pali, Diego Ferreira, EJ Viso, and Ricardo Juncos, Juncos Racing, here to talk about the Venezuelan recruitment program that EJ and Ricardo have started up this season. And Bruno and Diego are the first recruitees of that program. So, gentlemen, welcome.
Welcome.
Well, first of all, it's in the personal side. I know these two guys for over 10 years, and they follow my career somehow. You know, they've been in the same similar categories in karting, also in open wheel. They've both been for a little bit in Europe, and now they came to the States. They want to be in IndyCar pretty soon. So, as a public person, as a public figure that I'm in my country, I just put 1 + 1, and it's obviously 2. I know these two guys. I have a lot of faith in them. I know they can go pretty far. And I just pretty much helped them to put all this package together. Then I went and spoke with the one I thought he was the best team, that it was, for me, obviously, Ricardo, and that's the reason why we're working together. And back home, I just put all my contacts together, my name, and helped them raise the budget required to come and race in here.
Well, we've been in the city for 3 years. This is our 4 years in the Star Mazda. So in the beginning of the year, we make this relation with Chile, and basically it's an agreement between Juncos Racing and the Formula 3 of Chilean, whether they found a group of sponsors to support one driver a year. So the champion of Formula 3 in Chile will race with us in the Star Mazda. When we were racing Star Mazda, before was different class. Today is part of this Road to Indy. And I agree with that system. I think it's a great, great program to develop driver for the future. So after 3 years in the Mazda, I think we are one of the top teams. We won the championship in 2010 with Connor Daly. We keep growing as a team as well. And we have an Indy-like team also. So we meet each other in the beginning, late last year with AJ, and he present to me this idea he has. And obviously, it's an honor for us to work with DJ. You know, it's what we can say. You know, it's an extremely experienced driver. He races all over the world and representing Venezuela. So I really agree, and I trust him. And the idea he has to help young drivers, I think it's huge. It's good, and also should say serve as a sample for maybe other people too in this program. So that's why we are together. So we have this year putting together really, really good with four drivers, and Bruno and Diego are performing really good through the year. So we're working together to help them, to develop them, and try to build drivers for the future, which I think is the goal of this Star Mazda and it's this Road to Indy program.
Empecé muy pequeño en el automovilismo, en el karting. Fui surgiendo a medida de mis campeonatos y mis carreras. Y bueno, ya cuando yo salto al automovilismo, decidí que Ernesto Viso, con su nuevo equipo de Team Viso Venezuela, me ayudara y nos diera el apoyo que tanto él ha aprendido con tanto tiempo de experiencia que tiene en el automovilismo.
Well, I started in go-karts when I had 8 years old. I had 8 years of experience in go-karts and passed to Formula 4 1600. It was in Venezuela. Then I did some race and then go to Europe. I tried Europe Formula 3, and then back to to Latin America to race Formula 2000, Formula Renault 2000 the last year. And now I'm told with DJ and we are part of the Team Biso, racing the Star Mazda and following his career.
Well, I mean, the racing is not really huge in our country, so I pretty much know them since they started. I think it's over 10 years ago I just met them. I'm actually friends of Bruno because first I was friends of his father. Imagine, Bruno was only 6 or 7, but I was already friends with his father. Then he started growing and I started helping him and following him. The same, pretty very similar case with him. And that's how everything just built up little by little since he moved to Spain, that he was doing the Formula 3 back in 2008. I've been, you know, giving him a hand with him. It's been, again, the similar case. He took a year in the Latin American Formula Renault Championship. And then talking to them, I just pretty much asked them what do they wanted to do in their future, in their career. Pretty much the goals were like mine, either Formula One or IndyCar, but I'm here in the IndyCar, so I told them that over here I could, you know, help them put a program together, and it's when we pretty much clicked everything, and that's the reason why they're here with me.
Ricardo, this year you've expanded into Firestone Indy Lights, as well as your traditional Star Mazda. Do you have any thoughts or plans in the future expanding into the USF 2000 program as well?
Yes, I mean, I agree with the whole system, so I think it's the right way to go, this road to Indy program. So obviously it's tough, you know, to manage them in one team, two teams even more, and three teams even more. So I always believe that things have to be right and the right time. So all the conditions have to be proper ones and the right ones. So we have a lot of chance to have driver for next year for the USF 2000 class. So we will analyze if we're going to... It's going to be the right move, because it's very important also we keep the momentum we have in the Mazda as one of the top teams. So it's very easy also to sometimes you want to grow so fast and maybe the performance can go down. So I want to make sure we if we're going to change something, it's going to be better every time. So, but yes, I mean, I would love to have eventually all the teams to whether the driver can come through the team and perform, and we can develop the driver for the future of IndyCars.
Yeah, Bruno, since it's your first time racing on Noble, and how do you like racing in the Star Mazda series compared to your past experiences?
Well, it was too weird. My first time in Noble, I don't know how to explain it. I had a lot of experience, 10 years experience in a circuit and street score, but Oval is too weird. You have to be too focused on the speed. It's dangerous because you're close to the wall. But I don't like it. It was fast there. I'm getting better. And let's see how do this race.
Los circuitos y los óvalos son dos cosas totalmente distintas. Y de verdad sí me gustó mucho estar en los Estados Unidos y correr en los óvalos. Es algo bastante loco, no me imaginé que iba a ser así. Pero de verdad me gusta y me ha ido bastante bien. He hecho muy buenos aprendizajes y buenos procedimientos sobre el óvalo. Y pienso que en esta carrera va a estar bastante bien y las próximas que vienen en óvalos también.
Okay. And how is racing your Star Mazda affected your visibility,
ha cambiado desde que están aquí corriendo en categoría con nosotros todo en Venezuela?
Yeah, we think that the Mazda obviously is a category of the road to Indy. I think it's another level, it's a professional level. A lot of people in Venezuela see the race. We are in a lot of TV programs, and this is too important for us and for our sponsors. We are very, very proud of that. And we are on the dream, following the AJ career, and obviously our dream is going to to IndyCar and beat him. So we are very excited about the plan that we have to all the Team Viso.
Bueno, de verdad el cambio que hemos tenido nosotros en Venezuela ha sido bastante drástico, ya que hemos contado con el apoyo de Ernesto con lo que está haciendo. Eso ha cambiado mucho nuestra imagen. Hemos conseguido patrocinante gracias a eso. Y bueno, que los sponsors no quedan nada mal en estas oportunidades. Y correr aquí en los Estados Unidos nos ha abierto muchas puertas en Venezuela también.
Well, first we're gonna finish this season. That was the plan from the beginning. Things are really good. We've been working together really good, and it's really good to be working with DJ and all this experience and sharing with the team. Not just with these two guys, but with the whole team. So it's a huge improvement for us. So things looking good. We have some ideas for next season, but we gotta first focus in this one and make sure we perform every race, every time on track properly. And after this season, we have like pretty much 5-6 months of season, so we have plenty of time to figure out, but for sure there is more things coming in the future.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for taking time to speak with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.